the Bible, all my steps enlighten. Teach me the danger of the ground below. That lamp of safety o'er the gloom shall brighten. That light alone the path of peace can show.
The Madisonville Church of Christ, located at 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, invites you to join them for another edition of What Does the Bible Say? A program of biblical questions and answers presented each week at this time. And now, your host and preacher for the Madisonville Church of Christ, Russell Klein.
Hello there. My name is Russell Klein, and this is What Does the Bible Say? A weekly program of biblical questions and answers brought to you by the good folks at the Madisonville Church of Christ. Welcome to our broadcast. I hope that you'll enjoy the time that you spend here with us as we seek together answers to your questions about God's holy word. And before I get into the question that I am going to answer today, I want to try and encourage all of you in our listening audience to come and visit us at the Madisonville Church of Christ. We would love to have you and your family as our special guests at any of our regularly scheduled worship services and Bible studies. Now, we offer Bible classes and a thorough education in the Bible for people of all ages. Whatever children you may have are most welcome. And of course, we have classes for adults in every stage of life. And I hope that you'll want to come and check it out and see what the Church of Christ has to offer to you and your family. Now, in getting to the question for today, it's a question that comes up once in a while. I haven't been asked this in a few years, but I think it bears revisiting, and that is this. Is it scriptural for Christians to use e-cigarettes? I know that I've talked an awful lot on this program and in the pulpit about the dangers of smoking and about how the Bible may not rule smoking out of a Christian's life directly, but it certainly does so in an indirect kind of way. The Bible teaches that we are supposed to take care of our bodies, that our bodies don't belong to us, they belong to God, and we are supposed to physically take care of ourselves. And smoking, well, it just goes against all of that. Because of the poisons that are found in cigarettes and cigars and pipe tobacco and chewing tobacco, I always advise Christians to stay away from that stuff. It will ruin your health, it will shorten your life, and it won't do you any favors in your standing with God. But what about some of the alternatives that are available today? Because that's what e-cigarettes ultimately are. Maybe you don't know it as e-cigarettes. Maybe you know it better as vaping. But this was something that was introduced to the market in the United States back in the early 2000s. It's been on the market now for about 20 years, and we're finally starting to see some of the long-term ill effects that go along with the use of vapes or e-cigarettes. For one thing, there is a phenomenon that is called popcorn lung. I don't fully understand what that's all about, but from what I have read about it, it is a condition that has been developed in the past by those who work in coal mines. You've heard about black lung, I'm sure, and probably have heard about other breathing problems that can result from working in an environment like that. Popcorn lung has to do with the inhaling of the vapors themselves. Just the action of doing it can create problems in your respiratory system. Also, various kinds of vaping materials have been tested over time and have been shown to contain carcinogens just like ordinary cigarettes. Now, you may not actually be inhaling smoke, but you are still inhaling several chemicals in the mixture that you've got. And again, that's not going to be good for you. It's going to turn out to be bad for you. I've even heard negative things with regard to the flavored air products that are available in the market today. So my advice to anybody who is wondering about these things, wondering about whether or not it's something that God would approve of, well, I would just encourage you to stay away from it altogether. I know what a struggle it is for those who are already addicted to tobacco and those who are already addicted to alternative forms of smoking. I know how difficult it is to shake that addiction and to get over it. But the good thing is that in this modern world, we also live in a time where there are many aids to quitting smoking that are widely available to people. Many of these things are available even without a doctor's prescription. I would encourage you, if you are a smoker, to do whatever it takes to quit. It will improve the quality of your life here on the earth, and it will improve the quality of your spiritual life as well. It's one of those things that is wrong for a wide variety of reasons, not just the health risks, but also a matter of influence as well. You know, we're supposed to be letting our light shine as Christians so that others may see us and glorify our Father in heaven. What kind of an example do we set when we are smoking, when we are vaping, when we are allowing these substances to have control over us? And really, that is the most serious aspect of what's wrong with smoking and vaping and other things such as that. The Bible teaches us not to become addicted to anything. In Romans chapter 6, there is a warning not to allow sin to rule over you. That's what happens when we become addicted to substances like tobacco and nicotine. We are turning over control of ourselves to someone or something else. And the Bible flatly tells us not to do that. Don't allow yourself to become addicted to anything. Exercise the kind of discipline that you need in your life in order to be someone who is truly free and out from under the influence of evil things. I hope that answer has been sufficient for you, but If you have any more questions about this, please feel free to bring them to our attention. Any questions that you have for what does the Bible say, you can write them down and mail them to us here at What Does the Bible Say, in care of the Madisonville Church of Christ, which is located at 1035 North Main Street in Madisonville, Kentucky. The zip code here is 42431. If you would like to reach us by telephone and leave us a message with your questions, you can call us up at area code 270-821-3544. And if you would like to contact me via email, you can go to our church website. The address is www.madisonvillechurchofchrist.org. Once you have found our homepage, look for the link that says Contact Us. And then from there, you'll be able to send me an email message with whatever questions you may have. I really want to encourage you to contact us and let us know what it is about the Bible that you're wondering about, what it is that maybe you just don't understand. And I would love to be able to have the opportunity to help you in your understanding of these important, important things. Whatever your questions may be, all questions are welcome here. And whatever your needs may be, we just want to help. We want to do as our Lord has commanded us to do, and be of help to our fellow men in guiding them in the way that they ought to go in this life. Again, I would like to encourage you and your family to come and visit us here at the Madisonville Church of Christ. We have worship every Sunday starting at 10:30 in the morning, and also an evening service at 6 p.m. We have Bible classes every Sunday morning at 9:30 and every Wednesday evening at 7. Throughout the year, we have special events such as our lectureship, our vacation Bible school, our annual gospel meeting, and we will let you know when those things are going to be coming up. We want to meet you. We want to have a chance to get to know you. And we really would love the chance to sit down and study the Bible with you. When was the last time you did that? When was the last time you sat at a table with someone and talked to them about what the Bible actually says? It's something that is kind of a rare thing in the world today. I hope that today you will give us a call and let us know that you're interested in studying with us. That number is 821-3544. Please contact us as soon as you can. Tune in again next week for another edition of the program, and may God bless you as you study from His holy word.
Questions and comments to be answered on What Does the Bible Say should be sent to What Does the Bible Say, in care of the Madisonville Church of Christ, 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, 42431. Or you may call the church directly at 821-3544. You are invited to attend the services of the Madisonville Church of Christ, Sunday morning Bible study at 9:30 a.m. with worship following at 10:30, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7. We hope that this morning's program has been informative and uplifting to you. Tune in next week for more questions and answers on What Does the Bible Say?